Hello, everybody. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish on my weekly podcast, Let There Be Light, with the mission to uncover pockets of light in an increasingly dark world. So the topic I would like to discuss this week is something that's been in my mind for a while, but particularly the last few days. I've been thinking about the topic of choices, the choices that we have in life, the choices that we make, and the fact that we are the product of those decisions. Yes, there may be other factors and other circumstances, but by and large, we are the product of all those decisions that we make in life. It's a basic tenet in Judaism. The Torah tells us in the Book of Devarim, "Re'ei nasati lefneichem asachayim v'esatov v'esamavis v'esarel." God tells us, "I have given before you the path of life and good, and I've also put in front of you the path of death and evil. Ubacharta b'chayim. I have a mandate that you shall, I encourage you, your challenge in life is that you shall choose good, but it's really up to us." So we all have different things that we want to choose in life, different things on our wish list, different things on our bucket list, whatever you want to call it. And the question is, why are we not accomplishing it? Why are we not transitioning, as the Kabbalists call it, from the Olam HaMachshava to the Olam HaAsiya, from the world of thought to the world of action? What's going to take to move to making these ideas turn into fruition? I myself sometimes get frustrated with the amount of ideas that I have and the lack of transitioning them into actionable things. So there's this person I shared with you a story about last week, an author, you know, and a podcaster, and I shared a book, some of her writing with you last week, Elizabeth Gilbert, and she's listened to some of her podcasts as well. And, you know, she has some profound things to share. And I want to share with you an impactful story that happened with her. But I think it's an impactful story that would be impactful for anybody. And specifically in the area of how do we transition those just ideas floating in our head to making sure that they are no longer just ideas, but things that become actionable items. So there's a story that she tells when she was a starving artist. You know, she was an aspiring writer in New York City. She was splitting her time between working three jobs and living in a small apartment with two roommates. She spoke about how one time she went to this party, and she was positioning herself close to this artist at this party. And this woman that was at this party was someone that she, I don't know if it was her role model, but someone that she was aspiring to be like. Here was this woman, she was a famous artist, famous writer, and she had the life that Elizabeth wanted to live. And Elizabeth was positioning herself close to this woman. She wanted to, I guess, get some guidance, get some pointers from this woman, from this artist, about how to go to the next level. So Elizabeth was lamenting as usual to this woman about how all she wanted in the world was to become a writer, but the issue was she had no time to write. So the artist began by asking Elizabeth how she spends her free time. So Elizabeth says she doesn't have any free time. So she said, why not? She says, well, I have three jobs, and I have to pay the rent, and I have all these responsibilities. So she said, what is your favorite TV show? She says, well, it was the 90s, it was Seinfeld. And then she said, okay, what are your favorite magazines? And she started listing her favorite magazines, and she says, well, where do you and your friends like to go to dinner? And she started listing a couple places. After Elizabeth was able to respond to all of these. The artist simply stated, "How nice that you have the luxury of free time to watch TV, read magazines, and go out to dinner with your friends." She then went on to ask Elizabeth about an upcoming vacation that she had planned at the beach with her roommates. Elizabeth started to spill the details. The artist stopped her mid-sentence and asked her the following profound question. Now, the following profound question, I think, was a piercing question, not only for Elizabeth. I think we can all relate to that question being asked to us at one point or another. The question was, what are you willing to give up to live the life you keep pretending that you want to live? Okay, again, the question is, what are you willing to give up to live the life you keep pretending that you want to live? So you know, just getting back to the story for a moment. So Elizabeth was telling her about the this upcoming vacation, and she said, "No, you can't be going to that vacation. Instead of going to that vacation with her friends, take advantage of the free time and start your career in writing." Needless to say, she stayed home and she wrote the first draft of her first novel. So the reason why this story caught my eye, particularly the question caught my eye, because you know that's a very uncomfortable question. Sometimes it takes an uncomfortable question to move us into an uncomfortable space, but for a good reason, to transition our thoughts into actions. So the question is, what are we willing to give up to live the life we keep pretending that we want to live? And we have all these things. Yeah, I want to do this, I want to do that, and I have this, and I want to study more Torah, and I want to come to more minyanim, and I want to give more tzedakah, and I want to be more giving, and I want to volunteer more, and I want to save the world, and I want to support Israel more, and I want to be a better family person. But the question is, what are we willing to give up? Otherwise, we're just pretending that we want to live that way. So we got to give up on something. The question is, what is that going to be? So I think we all have to do our own cheshbon nefesh, because in life, we all have these difficult choices to make. We're all at these crossroads all the time. And in order to grow, in order to become great, to live a life of greatness, in order for us to positively impact the world and become better people, and not just become better people, but to leave society a better place around us, you know, we have to give up on certain things. Otherwise, we're just pretending that we want to live a certain way. So that's just one aspect I want of the choices of the choices conversation. One other part of that I just want to share with you is a passage of the Talmud that comments on the. In the book of Yehoshua, Sefer Yehoshua, the book of Joshua, when Yehoshua comes into the land, where Yehoshua is on his way to conquering the land of Israel. So it says that he was visited by this angel. He was visited by this angel, and the angel was chastising him. The angel was chastising Joshua. And the way the Talmud puts it was, there was two things that the Jewish people were negligent with. They were negligent with bringing the daily sacrifice, and they were negligent with the Torah study that they were supposed to be engaged with. And it says in Sefer Yehoshua, that Bayisa Eina Vayar, Joshua looks up, Yehoshua looks up, he sees this person there, and he sees a sword is sticking out. But Yehoshua, I love Joshua, goes to Miyamalo and he says to him, Halanu ata im Litzarena. Well, whose side are you on? Are you on our side or their side? Miyamalo, no, no, no. But let me show you my ID. He says, this is my ID. I'm not on the blue team or the red team, he says. Balomar lo ki ani sar tzva Hashem. I am an angel of God. Atabasi. I came for what is relevant now. The Talmud interprets this what is relevant now for the fact that the Jewish people were negligent with Torah study. But I want to hear this comment. Why is this phrased in the Tanakh as Atabasi? I came for what's now. And the answer is Atabasi. Ata with an ayin is I came for what's now. Meaning, you know, the human nature is to procrastinate. It's to procrastinate. Yes, there's a decision to be made, but you know what? We're going to start. We're going to start this tomorrow. We'll start it next week. We'll start. Yes, I have this item in the Olam HaMachshava, the world of thought. But when I'm going to move it from the world of thought, the Olam HaMachshava, to the world of action is going to be sometime in the near future. And we learn from Joshua is no, atabasi. Sometimes the response is, it has to be right now. Otherwise, it's not going to work. So I think that's an important part to the conversation of choices. Because when we think about the choices that we make, we are the products of our decisions in life. We have to remember that we have to act on our choices. We can't just have good ideas, but we have to act on those choices. So those are the two thoughts I want to leave with you this week. Number one, in the conversation with Elizabeth Gilbert, and that is that we all have good ideas. We all have things on our to-do list, on our bucket list. But what are we willing to give up to live the life we keep pretending that we want to live? Number one. And number two, let's not put it off. Like the angel told Yehoshua, Atabasi, the time is now. You know, we live in challenging times. We live in interesting times. But one thing I think we have come to appreciate is the time that we have. The days that we have every day is a blessing. Every day that we get up, we have the opportunity to make decisions that will positively impact the world, that will positively impact society, will positively impact the people around us and positively impact ourselves. We have choices to make, but we have to give up certain things. So let us have the courage to make those decisions properly, and let us make those decisions and follow through with them. As the angel told Joshua, Atabasi, let's do it now. I wish you all a meaningful week and look forward to speaking with you all next week. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish on Let There Be Life.